Big Willie. He stood 6 feet, 9 inches tall and weighed in at 310 pounds. Rumor had it that he killed a man with his bare hands, just squeezed the life out of him. It was the kind of reputation that gained respect in the rough city where he grew up. At 15, Willie was already a legend. Willie and I had played together since we both wore diapers, although we were the unlikeliest of pairs. He was a massive black giant, and I was a pudgy little redhead. We both worked at a factory in town, I in the office, Willie on the dock. Even the hardened men who worked alongside Willie feared him. He saw me home safely from work, and I kept a secret that each night, instead of cruising the city streets, beating people up, he went home and lovingly lifted his elderly grandmother out of the chair she was confined to and placed her in bed. He would read to her until she fell asleep, and in the morning he would comb her thin, gray hair, dress her in the beautiful nightgowns he bought with the money he made at the can company, and place her back in the chair. Willie had lost both his parents to drugs, and it was just the two of them now. He took care of her, and she gave him a reason to stay clean. Of course, there wasn't an ounce of truth to the rumors, but Willie never said otherwise. He just let everyone believe what they believed, and although everyone wrote him off as just another street hood, no one hassled him either. One day, in Western Civilization class, our teacher read aloud an excerpt from Machiavelli's The Prince. Since love and fear cannot exist together, if we must choose between them, it is far safer to be feared than loved. I looked at Willie and winked. That's you, I mouthed. He just smiled. The next day, I lingered a few minutes longer than usual at school, and Willie went on without me. Just around the corner from the can company, fire trucks lined the street, and a thick blanket of smoke covered the sky. A small child lay wrapped in a familiar red and black checkered flannel shirt, held by a tearful woman. She was talking to a fireman and a reporter from the evening news. This big guy heard the baby crying and came right in and got us, she said through joyful tears. He wrapped his shirt around the baby, and when the sirens came, he ran off down the street. Did you get his name? The reporter asked. Yes, sort of, the woman replied. He said it was Machiavelli. That evening, the paper ran the story, offering a reward to anyone with information about the identity of the Good Samaritan. No one came forward.